The visit of Iraqi Prime Minister Ayad Alawi to Washington this week has raised many questions about the elections to be held in January, as well as the security that will be necessary to allow them. Both Alawi and President Bush appeared optimistic, however, saying that things are getting better and elections will be held as planned, even if they aren't perfect. Both also expressed confidence in the growing Iraqi security forces. In his address to a joint session of Congress on Thursday, Alawi said that nearly 100,000 fully trained and equipped Iraqi soldiers, police officers, and other security personnel are working today. Joining us is Anthony Cordesman, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's your overall assessment of the state of the Iraqi security forces?
This is a force that is really just beginning to come online in strength. We have been creating a force with large numbers. We began that shortly after the fall of Saddam, but really for almost a year, until April of this year, it really was not taken seriously. We believed that we could defeat the insurgents with coalition forces. There was great concern that a strong Iraqi police force or security forces trained for counterinsurgency and counterterrorism missions. A strong army could be basically a threat to democracy and the new government that was going to take over. The other problem was simply one of priorities. It was seen as a lower priority. The idea was coalition forces could win. So when you look at the numbers, there are large numbers of men in service. When you look at the reality, you have a force of 6 battalions in the army with about 700 men each, which are really combat trained. Now, it's important to note those forces will increase rapidly. There'll be 6 more battalions in October, 6 more by the end of November, and by the time the election is scheduled, this force will have risen from about 4,200 corps trained men to around 18,900, and these forces are getting tanks. And while these numbers, I guess, are hard to put in perspective, we're talking, when we talk about core combat readiness, less than 10,000 people in the Army and National Guard, and still a very uncertain police force in many areas.
How effective has the training been for Iraq security forces?
Well, it's a little difficult to explain because when we look at the police, there are 4 different services, and each of them has been trained differently. The Border Enforcement Force, which has about 16,000 men in duty, supposed to have about 32,000, is probably the worst trained, the most corrupt. It presents the most problems. The police, which are under the Ministry of Interior, now have about 85,000, but only 34,000 have any real kind of training. And that training is only now beginning to be effective. When you look at the Emergency Response Force, the Civil Intervention Force, these are coming online as special elements in the police with combat capability, but only a battalion or two is ready yet. And as I've gone through the Army and the National Guard, the training there is really being recast. Since June, it's become far more effective, but a lot of the early training was too token, too limited, and without the proper equipment and facilities, and as a result, it didn't have anything like the impact it should have.
Do you think the country will be ready for elections in 4 months?
It's a very good question, but that word ready is the critical issue. We seem to be able now to put security forces, to put police forces, to put the army into most cities in Iraq. It is possible that you can make most of the election work. It is going to be under continuous attack by the insurgents. And it's almost impossible at this point to know how well the insurgents will be defeated. But can you hold an election under these conditions where most Iraqis can vote? The answer to that is probably yes. But we're talking some 20,000 polling places, and certainly significant numbers will not be secure. Candidates are going to be attacked. People running the election are going to be attacked. The caution I'd give you is I don't think that situation is going to change in 6 months or a year.
Anthony Cordesman is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.